Ryan Dempster.
There's
a 1-1 to
Freeman. Oh, he caught it right into the palm of Dempster's glove.
Ooh,
that is a little smile there from Dempster.
What would Harry say right now about this win?
Well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of champagne in here. I haven't seen this much champagne since my wedding. We had a party just like this. It was phenomenal. Go, go!
That was outstanding.
8:40 now, Ryan Dempster standing by. Let's talk a little Cubs, NL. CS. I knew the letters are there somewhere. It's like I was up late. I was watching hockey.
It's baseball alphabet soup.
NLCS. Morning, Debs.
Morning, guys.
Let's talk about the Blackhawks, because I know that's the main reason you called.
Absolutely.
Some bad officiating last night. Bad officiating.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, sometimes it's weird when you watch games. You know, especially being on it, I remember as a player, you're like, well, that's weird. Their strike zone seems smaller than our strike zone.
Right.
Or vice versa. So I think sometimes, you know, a guy's getting a habit. The next thing you know, a guy's chirping at the referee because he makes a bad call. Then for whatever reason, he throws his arm up the next time. But, you know, we had our chance late down the stretch, and then they potted an empty netter. We could have pulled that one out. So
yeah, you know what? It's one game. Yeah. They'll go 81-1.
Everybody just wants to win the home opener. That's why.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I was there. The building was jumping. But we'll go 81-1. We're going to be fine.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so, Demps, you have been there. You were the Cubs with the short series, but you've been to a championship series, league championship series, and a World Series where the Cubs want to get with the Red Sox. How much does it get amped up when you move from the first round to the second round?
Yeah, it definitely does. It just, you know what, at this point, though, I don't know if you can really say that, actually. To be honest with you, looking at that series with San Francisco and being at all those games, being out there in San Fran with all that, I mean, those games are exciting. I think once you get to the playoffs, they're all kind of the same. What happens is each round, everything just gets a little bit tighter. Everything, as far as when I say that, I don't mean the players. I mean the level of play. It's crisper. It's faster. You're getting down to the better and better teams. So things get a little bit better. You got to turn the double plays. You got to make the plays in the field. You know, that extra base you can take on the base pass might be the difference in the game. Little things like that. So because the teams get so close in talent, so close in ability, you need to find some little way to get an edge. And I think, you know, as we saw in the game the other night, that's what these guys do, man. They find a way to get it done. And it's going to be exciting whoever we end up playing. And I'm looking forward to the challenge that we have ahead of us.
And there are a number of areas I think you look at the Cubs and say, okay, they're better than Team A or Team B because of this. But the thing that has really stood out, I think, Ryan, has been their defense. I mean, all year long, I mean, there's no question they've mashed the ball all year. But they have played great defense, and we saw it again in this series.
100%. I mean, you look at the year that Kyle Hendricks had this year. Hey, listen, it's not like all of a sudden his stuff got better. I mean, he has command and his change of a little bit better. But he has those numbers because we catch the ball behind him. You know, say John Lester will say the same thing. Jake Arrieta will say it. Our guys play some defense, man. And not just, you know, the great spectacular plays, turning the routine plays. I mean, the stuff they do in the outfield, whether it's, you know, cutting a ball off and keeping a guy to a single, you know, Javi Baez, holy cow, the stuff he can do out in the baseball field. There's very few players in the big leagues that can make those kind of plays that he does. Even when a guy's out, he's tipping his cap, or safe, he's tipping a cap because they're unbelievable plays, you know. Yeah. So it really does, and that makes a huge difference. When you can play that kind of good defense, you can make the routine plays, you know, and come up with a spectacular play. You can neutralize some good offenses by doing that.
What golf course are you on?
Sunset Ridge.
Oh, good, good. Turn slightly away from the wind. Here's Andrea.
Hey, Dad, is 4 days off a good rest or kind of an interruption in the mojo?
No, good rest. That's an emotional time right there to go through all of that. You know, the series was very emotional, so it gives you a good little recharge. It's like going on like a 4-day bender to Vegas, and you just need to come home for a couple of days and sleep. So,
wow,
you know, it really is. So these guys will get some good rest, get a good workout in, and then a nice little team workout tomorrow, and then get ready for game one.
Pick one, and don't give me the cliche. We just are happy to be there. Who do you want, the Nats or the Dodgers?
No, I'm not going to give you the cliche answer. I don't really care. who we face. Like, that's an honest feeling. Like, somebody's asked me that yesterday, and they're like, oh, you know, this team. I said, dude, I don't care. We can beat anybody. And that's the truth. So,
well, I realize that, but who's a better matchup?
I haven't even looked. I haven't even really been paying much attention to either team.
Well, the Dodgers play in L.A. The Washington Nationals are in Washington. Both have strong pitching. Washington's probably a better offensive club. Who do you like?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Washington at home against, you know, Scherzer, that's going to be tough to beat him at home. So I like them winning the game tonight.
And they start to put the roster, set the roster again for the next series, Ryan. How do you keep guys involved? How do you keep them in the boat, guys who are not on the playoff roster? You know, guys who've played key roles for the team all year. How do you kind of keep them involved?
Yeah, well, you have to keep them a part of the team. You know, there's guys that are traveling with the team that don't play. Keep them out there fresh, the BP, keeping them involved. You know, a guy like Tommy Estola was on the roster, didn't get one AB. Right. Chris Coughlin the other night, we were laughing and joking around with him. We were like, hey, great AB. All he did was get sent up there to pinch hit. Right. And then turned around and got pinch hit worked by Contreras. So I think you keep it light. You don't change anything. You keep it like the regular season. Like, hey, listen, your moment might not be right now. It might not be in this round. It might not be in games 1 and 2 of the NLCS. But there will come a moment where you're going to be called upon to do your job and be prepared. And I think guys really understand that. They're professionals. They know that. And that their one moment might be a pinch hit walk. It might be a great play in the outfield, a good base run, and something that'll help you win the team. And at the end of it all, when it's all done, I can remember from 2013, there's a lot of guys who weren't David Ortiz that hit 600 in the World Series, but they helped us win a World Series game, and you'll never forget that.
Now, having said that, you're one of the most valuable guys you could have on a team, because you could be in the bullpen and you could start at a moment's notice. You could start and you could go, hey, Demps, we need you in the bullpen, and you'd go and you do it gladly. Who's a guy on the Cubs that we need to be thankful for who maybe doesn't get a lot of pub, who's got that kind of value?
Mike Montgomery. You know, I know he lost. You got the loss the other night, but I thought he did as good a job in that game as anybody to come in out of the bullpen on the road against a team on their last dying leg to go out there and throw four innings and go into his fifth inning like that. You know, there's a guy that if a starter got knocked out early, he can save the bullpen. He can come in and match up against a tough lefty, all those kind of things. So I think, you know, a guy like that is super valuable to this team, and to have him down the bullpen like that with the ability to do both things is huge.
You play Sunset Ridge very often?
No, first time.
All right, it's a shot maker's course. I want you to focus. You don't need the big dog that often out there, but you got to hit good shots, and obviously you got to putt it. And normally you're playing with other celebrities. Who are you playing with today?
I'm playing with my good friend Mike Pozzola, so it'll be a great time today.
Why would you play with Mike? I mean, a guy like you can't be seen with just anybody.
No, this isn't just anybody. Promise you, one time you meet him, you'll never forget him the rest of your life.
Well, why will he steal my wallet or something?
No, he's got an electric glow about him and a positive spirit. He's wearing a three-piece suit and Knicks right now, so he's good.
An electric glow. All right, play well, Debs. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See you later. That's Ryan Dempster.